My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely. He is also the co-author of the recently released book, Betrayed, Exposing the High Cost of the War on Terror. You can find his thoughts and updates on the War on Terror at standupamericaus.org. And one of the lead stories there right now is his thoughts after being in Turkey and Syria over the past couple of weeks. He joins us now to offer his thoughts on the administration's apparent plans to launch a brief and targeted assault on Syria. And we'll also get some breaking news about what the administration's really doing in terms of who they're supporting in this civil war. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
So you were in Syria when this chemical weapons attack, or what we believe was a chemical weapons attack, occurred, correct?
Well, actually, I was on the Turkey side meeting with some of the generals that who had defected from the Assad regime and some of the major commanders of the Free Syrian Army. So we had met the day after that, and then 2 days after the chemical attacks, I was given about a 400-man security force to go in about 100 and some kilometers inside into Aleppo and spent the day there with the Free Syrian Army Brigade in Aleppo and then back out that night.
So any question in your mind whether it was a chemical attack, and if so, where it came from?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It was a sarin attack. Of course, I reported over a year ago of the first chlorine attack that Assad launched against his people, and he's done it four times now. That's where this red line that Obama keeps talking about keeps setting it, but it keeps moving. So what happened in this case, the Free Syrian Army represents the Syrian people who want Assad brought down because they would like to have a really a free country. So in that regard, we had intelligence coming in that it was Assad that had launched the sarin gas attack from his rocket forces. They filled the rockets with sarin gas, and the Russian technicians were there helping them load it. And they load it not only for a land-based launch, but also launch from helicopters and their jets. There's no doubt about it. He did this. And we also found out from one of the Syrian generals that what they do is conduct a psychological operations campaign. And what this does is throw people off like the international community. And with that, they're able to confuse the Western media and the United States on what's happening.
We're talking with retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely. And, sir, right now the president says he's not made a final decision, although he believes the intelligence is definitive. He says this is not even about days. It's more about hours. We've got four or five ships in the region ready to carry these out. He's predicting if he does this, it's going to be a shot across the bow. From what you're hearing from all these different sources inside the administration, do you think what the president has in mind will do much?
No, it won't. And Obama's really not a very brave person, so I don't think he'll take any brave action. And I think since he is known, even in the Middle East and Syria, for supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, as he did in Egypt, his trend is towards supporting those elements also in Syria. And the Syrian generals are defected. They all know this. They look at America as very weak, very impotent under our leadership right now. What needs to be done for the Free Syrian Army, they need to, the Western or other forces in the Middle East really need to neutralize the Syrian Air Force. Assad would fall in about 30 days if the air campaign would occur and basically knock out the jets and the helicopters. And that's the only thing that's holding back Assad from falling, because what he does, he takes action either using chemical weapons or bombs every time the Free Syrian Army or the opposition forces gain some kind of control in the villages and the cities. And then what he does is come in and bomb them. So it's pretty tough for these forces that don't have a big capability of bringing down aircraft to go in and completely get, slaughtered in some ways along with the civilian population. But you can rest assured, Assad is just as bad as Hitler was. And the international community needs to do something. First, they need to ground and neutralize the Syrian Air Force.
General, you've mentioned previously in this conversation, as well as previous conversations we've had, about your consultations with the Free Syrian Army. These, you believe, would be the proper people to support and lead the way in the rebellion against Assad. The problem a lot of people have, of course, is that other elements of the rebellion include the Muslim Brotherhood, which you mentioned, and the Salafists, Al-Qaeda, and that sort. The main news you break in your report on this latest trip to Syria is that the administration is supporting the rebellion, but to the exclusion of the Free Syrian Army. They're only supporting the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafists, the Al-Qaeda types here. Why?
That's correct. Well, because they continue to make international mistakes like they did in Libya, that they've done in Egypt. So there's a pattern of ineptness and a misunderstanding of why this administration would continue to support the Muslim Brotherhood and radical Islamists rather than the Free Syrian Army, which is the true opposition force over there. Free Syrian Army has about anywhere from 80 to 100,000, whereas the Muslim Brotherhood supported elements from Qatar probably support anywhere from 10 to maybe 20,000 right now. And they're basically being bought off with money from Qatar to enforce what we call the Syrian National Council, led by General Idris. He's very weak, and I suspect he'll be replaced fairly soon. We know that there is a general that flew to Istanbul to meet me for 2 days, that he's being considered to take over from General Idris because he's much stronger and supports the Free Syrian Army.
General, in a previous conversation, you believe that given the numbers and given the strength of the Free Syrian Army in comparison to some of these other more radical elements who want to see Assad go, that the Free Syrian Army would likely be the ones in charge if, in fact, Assad falls and there's a new government there. But given the fact that the U.S. has essentially kicked them to the curb and is backing the more radical groups now, what would happen if Assad falls?
Well, the Free Syrian Army is better structured and organized than what is thought. They have many professional individuals from legal to financial to government policy planners and so on in the Free Syrian Army. Remember, many of the defectors were not only military, but they were also political bureaucracy type of people. And so they're prepared. They've already mapped out a plan for post-Assad, and they'll go in and basically, with all the villages and cities that they occupy now, they already have people in place to come in and take over the supervision of government activities. So they have it very well planned. They have economic advisors. So they're very well organized. The problem is our administration, State Department, and CIA don't have anybody on the ground over there. I'm the only one that has access over there to the on-the-ground intelligence and information. So, you know, there you go. We're going off on tangents here that and continual mistakes by our leadership in Washington.
Last question for you, General. When it comes to specifically the Muslim Brotherhood, but I guess some of these other radical elements who are getting money through our government as well, do you think it's a naivete on the part of our government, or on some level, do they approve of them?
No, I think they approve of it. It's their agenda to support the Muslim Brotherhood. You don't have to look any further than what happened in Egypt. There's a perfect example how Obama screwed up royally, and that's why the military's come in, because they want to basically decimate the Muslim Brotherhood, whose ambition is the Sharia government, radical Islamic government throughout the Middle East. And, of course, they've been exporting that into Europe and into the cells in the United States. And a lot of this, of course, is contrary to what we should be doing over there. And we don't need to put boots on the ground. All we need to support is a proxy force like the Free Syrian Army and support them, and they'll take care of things on the ground.
General, we'll certainly be watching very closely in the coming hours and days to see what happens here. Thank you very much for being with us and reporting on your visit there.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely. He is the co-author of the brand new book, Betrayed, Exposing the High Cost of the War on Terror. You can find his thoughts on Syria and other elements related to the war on terror at StandUpAmericaUS.org. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.